You're listening to the Friday Morning Show. We've been finding out about all the cool arts events and classes going on throughout northern Minnesota on the first Friday of the month and throughout the month. We've been hearing about the grand opening, reopening of the Watermark Art Center, and they actually house three galleries, and one of those is being featured tonight. Joining us now is the director of the Mekonnen, Karen Goulet. Karen, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did I say Mekonnen? Is that right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
That was very good.
Thank you. What does it mean?
It means many paths.
Oh.
So it's an Ojibwe word that's talking about the place and the location itself in regards to our placement amongst the three reservations in the area, but also it's about this idea that art is a place of many paths that many people come to share.
Wow.
You know, to share art and understandings.
So are you getting excited? It's probably a long time coming for this opening tonight, huh?
Well, it is. We had we were part of the grand opening of the Watermark Art Center, and that was really exciting. But this is to feature the gallery and the inaugural exhibit, which is Ojibwe, and which is Convergence or Crossroads. And we have had some really exciting, you know, art that was that is part of the exhibit, but as well, we had put a call out for poets and for poetry, and we received some amazing work that's also part of our. We have an exhibition catalog that's available in the in our retail store that has all the information about all the artists. So we have artists and poets from all over the country and actually other continents. We have an artist from New Zealand and, a poet from Latin America. And we have just a lot of really, really dynamic people that have heard the call, heard our call to art and our call to poets. So it's quite exciting.
Well, it's very cool to include the, you know, kind of the different art form than what people may think of in a gallery with poetry, but what kind of art is the visual art? All different types?
Yes, we have both traditional types of work, beadwork, quill work. We have sculptural work, but we also have 2D paintings, and we have one large glass work, and we have mixed media work where people are working with traditional materials, but perhaps in a more contemporary way. We have photographs. And so there's just a lot of different things that are there. So it's a wonderful, I think, start to all of this, and our intent is to keep going with providing people with an understanding of how diverse we can be as in how we express what we understand and what our world views are. There's so many different tribes and nations and in the indigenous art community. So and with the poetry, we are having a poetry reading tonight along with the artist reception. The poetry reading is part of that. And it's going to be quite lovely. All of the works that are in the catalog will be read. A number of the artists live very far away, so they won't be there to read their own works. But we have people that are going to step in and make sure that their voices are heard here.
You know, it always seems like a lot of work getting together exhibits for the month at galleries across our region, but especially when ones that, like you're describing, that have so many artists involved. For you personally, what's it like to see people finally be there among the art? What are you expecting?
Well, I think people appreciate, a lot of people are very excited and surprised. You know, I think there's, regionally, people have ideas of what art is. Regionally, in indigenous communities, there's a lot of different aesthetics. So from place to place, things will change. There may be some universal themes or concepts that are out there, but there's so many ways that a place will inspire artists to manifest the work that they do and write the things that they write. And it's quite exciting to know that call was heard so far and that's enriching the experience for everybody here. and opens the doors to other possibilities of what can be done.
Well, I am hoping to get there tonight. That's Karen Goulet, the program director for the Mikkonen Art Gallery at the Watermark Art Center. Artist reception is tonight in downtown Bemidji from 5 to 7:30, and the poetry reading begins at 6:30. Congratulations, and have a great night.
Thank you. Thank you,
Karen.
So much.
Also going on in Bemidji for First Friday events, a reception for Red Lake-based pencil artist Don Head at Gallery North, and the pottery exhibit featuring the works of Tom Daly at Headwaters School of Music and the Arts. For a full rundown of the First Friday art events in Bemidji, you can go to the Watermark Art Center's website, watermarkartcenter.org.